Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Hi, hi, hi. What's up?
Not a lot. We're just chilling out, playing some tunes, having a nice Friday morning.
This is it. That's what we're up to. So we're talking about TV, and before we start, I wanted to give a little bit of a preface, because this show can be a bit sensitive for some viewers. And just so you all know, this is entirely a work of fiction. It is not true. Please do not... take any of what we're about to say as fact about the show, because the show is entirely false. It's
the
from someone's brain.
It itself has a disclaimer at the start of it.
Yes. And also the show was created in 2013, so it's not based on what is going on right now, and there is no way it is related to what's going on right now.
What is this show?
So this show is called Utopia, streaming on Amazon Prime Video, came out about 2 weeks ago. And Utopia is about a comic book, well, two comic books. And basically the comic book that gets released basically predicts... a lot of viruses and outbreaks and pandemics in the world, like swine flu or SARS or Zika.
Oh my God.
And a group of fans decipher it and realize that all of these panels are kind of related to a certain virus. And basically the comic book acts to predict the viruses that we have been through since 2001.
So imagine being the show creators for this, making this in 2013 and being like, we've got this really fun idea, we're just going to explore this fictional idea over here, and then 2020 comes along and that is a narrative being peddled by the president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And you're suddenly like, this is not the relevancy I was looking for, actually.
Serendipity is a word that comes to mind. So this show is created by Gillian Flynn, who you will know from Gone Girl and Sharp Objects, both great shows.
Love both. Well, one's a movie.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Both fantastic. Love her.
And the books as well.
Yeah, books are great.
and they were just great. And this show, it's wild. The show starts off, and I think the show sort of had some re-editing towards the end of it, from my perspective.
Right.
Because I'll run you through me watching it. It was a Friday. I started binging it with my flatmate. We watched all 8 episodes in 8 hours. We went through it all.
Well, full on.
Bathroom breaks and stuff. But we watched it all. And the show starts off and it's kind of spooky and scary. And there's like assassins and these 4 comic book geeks that deciphered the code are trying to escape from these assassins. And there's all this stuff going on. It's really like lots of guns and shooting. And it's kind of a bit crazy and scary. And the violence is pretty intense, and there's like a torture scene, and it's all pretty intense. And then you get to about episode 3 or 4, and suddenly either the violence had just worn off me and made me numb, so now I was just laughing at all the ridiculousness, or
you're too deep into the binge watching.
Yeah, or the show has been edited to kind of soften the blow of the final like this 3-act structure, because obviously it gets way deep into this whole pandemic conspiracy thing,
which is not real, everybody.
It gets super deep into the idea that like maybe they're all man-made and there's a big corporation behind it, and they're trying, and there's people protesting lockdowns. It's all very, very
God, the showrunners must have just been watching this year unfold and being like, oh no, can we push our date out, please?
I don't understand how it got released. Honestly.
So, also, probably good context for this as well is this is a remake of a TV show that was like a cult hit ages ago.
Yeah, in BBC in 2013.
Yeah.
So like it's apparently that show is amazing. So maybe go watch that
it's
one.
It's got big boots to fill.
Big boots to fill. And I will say, I think Gillian Flynn struggled with this show because she's not used to writing big ensemble casts.
Right.
And this show probably has like 8 or 9 main characters you need to care about. And you kind of fail to care about any of them.
Right.
Though, there are some great characters. There is Rainn Wilson, who you all know as Dwight from The Office. He is in this show, playing a more serious role, but not very much more serious. you've got John Cusack.
Wow.
Which him being on TV is very weird. You've got Dan Bird, who was the gay kid from Easy A. Love him. And you've also got one of my favorite actresses, Sasha Lane, who she played a character in the indie film The Miseducation of Cameron Post, and she is one of the main characters in this. She plays Jessica Hyde, who is an integral part of the comic book and the show, and she's really good. But the show is just like sometimes needlessly ridiculously violent that I kind of just laughed at it.
Right, I see. But a kind of Game of Thrones over the topness going on.
Yeah, like I think it had an idea to be a thriller, and that's where Gillian Flynn lives. She lives in like these psycho brain-numbing,
twisty
thrillers. And this just kind of feels pulpy and fast-paced and fun. And I don't know whether it was meant to be or whether it was edited that way the end.
We've got a few texts from people who loved the original version coming through. So maybe if you have seen both, I would like to know what your thoughts are as well. If you happen to have seen the original Utopia and this one, what were your comparative thoughts?
I think I need to watch it just to see like what they included and stuff. Because... like, it just feels... like, I had to view this because, obviously, we're in level one now in Auckland. Like, this is all happening. This is really relevant to our lives.
But also ridiculous and fictional as well at the same time.
And it's just fun to be like, oh, my God, is this a cruel joke? Like, what is Amazon doing putting out this show? This is going on in our world.
Yeah.
It's just...
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm really surprised they got the go-ahead. Right.
But honestly, like, if you are someone that enjoys, like, pulpy action and, like... quippy one-liners and a ragtag bunch of renegades trying to like save the world. This is just the show for you. Like it's just.
I feel like you have steered me in the direction of watching it. I think I'm gonna give it a go.
It's a pretty paint by numbers like recreation of like all the tropes we've already seen.
And
There's obvious like nods to popular culture like Alice in Wonderland and like little like Easter eggs like that like. It's all very, like, we kind of understand what's going on. It's all very digestible. It's all pretty easy.
This is an American show, is that right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so it's an American cast. So the original one was British.
Yeah.
So sometimes American remakes of British shows are not very good. The Office is maybe the only...
And Shameless US.
And Shameless US is also two, very funny.
The two that I can think of off the top of my head.
I do feel like we did speak about end of the world movies earlier this morning, and I do feel like there's a theme of...
apocalypse
thing. People are enjoying watching this kind of stuff. I think we watched in my flat the start of the very first day of level 4, we watched Zombieland.
Oh, did you watch Zombieland too? Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. They're good.
You know,
movies.
But I feel like there's something to be said, something cathartic about watching.
Yeah.
I think there's only two ways to go. You either lean right into it and go straight down the chaos vibe, or you just watch, you know, Great British Bake Off.
I mean, I would keep getting up and screaming at my flatmate, just being like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Is this a simulation? This is ridiculous. And like, because it just seems like a cruel joke that like TV is mimicking real life in such a weird serendipitous way, but also just in such a trashy way.
Yeah.
Like, because this is honestly just so ridiculous. Like, watch the show. You'll see what I mean. There's a scene towards the very end. It's not like much of a spoiler, but there is this little girl who's like 7 years old. Because you remember, there's like kids in the show. Like some of the main cast are 9 years old and fighting like big bad guys. And you're like, this is just, what are you talking about? And there's this one scene where she's standing there holding a bag of peas, and the security guy comes out to get her. And I'm like, is she gonna pull a gun out of that bag of peas? And that wouldn't have been ridiculous. That would have made sense in the show. And I was like, okay, this show is stupid. But like, I loved it. I really enjoyed watching it. I think it was fun. It was cathartic. It was an enjoyable time.
Yeah. I feel like if you sat down for 8 hours, then I can trust that it was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you watch it with your flat or like people around you, you can both point out the honest, like off the wall bonkersness.
I feel like if you're sitting down for 8 hours, you almost need to wear compression socks or something to watch a show like that.
I sit down for most of my life. I'm a sedentary man.
We have got a text from someone saying, why remake something that was great and not that old? I think...
Money
is probably why.
We live in a capitalist society. Honestly, I do hate people remaking stuff that's like so near and dear. Like they're remaking Digimon and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
No, we don't need to go there.
Someone's texted in saying my flat rewatched Contagion at the start of level 4. We also watched that. And
it's Airborne!
So
oh dear.
At least we can laugh about it now.
Yeah. Wash your hands, everybody.
Yes. Sanitizer is honestly dripping down the walls of BFM right now.
Thank you very much, Sam, for bringing us the remade version of Utopia.
Available on Amazon Prime Video. Check it out if you want a good laugh or a little spook. I don't know. Whatever you feel.
Whatever you feel like. We'll see you next week.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
I think my flat went the other way.